Hey guys, this is JC Jesse. I just wanted to take a moment and say thank you to my friends and family on what was a fantastic Father's Day. Crayon cards from the kids meant so much. I got a laminated bow tie with a teeny handprint on it.
Aww.
Yeah. It really meant a lot to me. So, to all you guys out there, thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thanks, honey. Thanks, kids.
Yeah, I'd also like to thank my girlfriend and my daughter. They made a homemade card. It was really cute. Almost made me cry.
Oh man!
They gave me this awesome super dad. It's like the Superman logo, but it says dad on the bottom. It's pretty awesome. Oh,
you are so cute. You are a super dad.
And then some golf balls. So, hey, it's pretty cool. So, thank you guys. They're very understanding. Oh, I will. Thank you.
That's great, man.
Yeah, you know, I just woke up. You know, my daughters came running downstairs. You know, they're all excited.
I know the feeling.
And they had their homemade cards. You know, they made them in school. They kept it a big surprise. Then my daughter handed me a keychain with her picture on it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And my heart just melted. Whew. I was getting all emotional. I almost cried.
I don't know about you guys. I'm getting ready to cry.
It's the best. It's the best.
Daddy's little girl.
Hold on. Sorry. I know what you mean. I got to sleep in.
Ooh, I love to sleep.
Yeah, I get to sleep in too.
It was really nice. I want to thank my daughter and wife as well. They took me out for a nice late breakfast. You know, it was nice. Really appreciate it. Thanks, honey.
What'd you get for breakfast?
I had some eggs and bacon.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, we went out.
Canadian bacon.
We went out for brunch. Well, just bacon for you guys, I guess.
Ham, right?
We went out for brunch today too. You know, it was really lovely. It was a nice day out. It really was. It was just, you know, we just all sat around and, you know, just soaked it in, you know, being around family.
Was the weather hot or was the whole day just so heartwarming?
You know what? I found myself asking that same question. I don't know. I just, my cup runneth over. So.
I came in for the dick jokes. I might be in the wrong spot.
No. Dude.
The big ding dong, yeah.
Yeah, no, well, no.
The big ding dong.
Someone said dick?
Exclamation point penis over here. Sorry, dude, sorry.
No. Maybe you threw balls in there. Yeah, balls. Yeah. Big balls.
Yeah,
big
you had balls. You had balls, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know. You know how we do it. You know, buttholes in your neck.
Yeah, somehow I feel like I signed up to be a Patreon and somehow became a psychologist in this.
Josh, dude. It's cool.
It's us.
We got this. We got this. It's us. I think
we had a moment.
No, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good, everybody.
Penis.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team, episode 50.
Woo! Awesome.
Yeah, it is what it is. Next week is the big week. That's when we're going to celebrate.
51?
Yeah,
we're going to celebrate
51.
That's kind of weird, but okay.
No? You don't want to celebrate 51? You want to celebrate 52?
Well, I don't know. Either 50 or 52, but...
All right, 52. There's 52 weeks in a year.
Okay.
All right.
That's true.
And there's 52 years in 52 years. I didn't really think that one through.
No.
All right. 52
old
people.
Stew joke.
You've got 2 weeks to prepare. We've been building up to this for the past 20 weeks.
Oh, boy. 20 weeks.
You can be in
still 50. No idea what we're going to do.
Yeah.
We'll just wing it. It's okay.
All right, on the show this week, I am your host, JC Jesse. I don't think I've mentioned that in about 10 weeks either.
Nobody cares.
Yeah, not really. This week on the show, that lovely voice, Boost KDV.
Ooh, early again.
Yeah, man. What's up?
Get to the best ones first, right?
Mm-hmm. You want me? I could save you for last.
I have a fun fact.
You do? Okay. Ooh, yes. Go for it.
Did you know that the first alarm clock could only ring at 4 a.m.?
I'm glad I don't have that alarm clock.
Why is that?
Dunno. Science.
See you next week when science. We find out the answer.
It's a design flaw.
It's like, I got this thing, but it only rings at this time. What time do you think it is? I don't know. Let's call it 4 a.m.
Yeah.
Okay. I had a fun fact today that I was proven wrong about, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
It was the fun fact with Too Scott, Too Furious from Bungie. And he was tweeting about Golden Girls, and I saw Stu jump in there. I was like, ooh, Golden Girls, this is our specialty. And so I was like, ooh, I got a fun fact. I always thought that Sophia was the youngest one on the show, but it wasn't. It was Rue McClanahan that was the youngest one on the show. And I had an egg all over my face over that one. I had lived a lie. It has been since the mid-80s that I thought that. Not that anybody really cares, but I don't know. For me, it was a big deal because I never actually looked it up. I just thought it was true because someone told me it was.
Well, that's because you got that back from the age of where you heard it from somebody who heard it from somebody, so it was always true.
Yeah, there wasn't any internet. So it'd be like, oh, yeah, that's really ironic. She plays the oldest one, but she's the youngest. Yeah, so anyway. So we also have with us Baroque Reaper. What's up, Baroque?
How's it going, guys? I am having a great day.
Hey, happy Father's Day, guys, by the way. Yes. First off.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Nice. I don't get my actual Father's Day gift that I wasn't actually thinking I was getting because my wife, you know, they kept saying, our anniversary / your Father's Day present / who the hell knows what else is going to be this PS4. And then she went out and actually, you know, got me something. Partially, you know, to benefit herself. But, you know, it's coming. Tuesday, I will be able to grill again.
Oh, nice.
Oh, awesome. That's going to be fun. I loved. Yes. I grill. I'm pretty sure I must grill maybe 6 days out of the week. But we'll get there. Rocker, what's happening, man?
What's up? I was going to say, speaking of grilling, I grilled some ribeye steaks today. I actually just finished one. It's looking delicious.
What kind of rub was that on there?
It's a local rub from one of the, it's not a butcher shop, I think it's one of the restaurants here that make it. It's sweet and spicy. It's pretty good. Pretty damn good.
There you go, Nips. We're talking about rubbing meat. You should be a lot happier now.
It's a local rub.
Did you rub it on yourself?
I rubbed my meat so good.
Can't see it. Giant smile on my face now.
I just see a water buffalo. we also have with a Stu. What's happening, Stu?
Hey, since this is barbecue week, apparently, we had the guy here last week installing the AC, and yeah. I had him cap off the gas line here to put the quick connect.
Hell yeah.
So as soon as he did that, I'm like, hey, bud, you mind giving me a hand bringing the barbecue back here? So brought it back there and hooked it up. Oh, my God. The way you were saying 6 days a week, oh, it's coming. It's coming. I've missed my barbecue. It's been over a month.
That would be awesome to grill. Nice. Just to grill and not have any fear that the gas is
going
to
run out.
Like, it's funny. I mean, this was like a couple months ago. I was grilling and I tweeted a picture. I was like, or I sent out a tweet something like, you know, every time I turn on my grill, it feels like I'm playing like Russian roulette because I can't remember the last time I filled my tank up. And no sooner did I send that out than I turned on the grill, I was grilling. I went back to go check the burgers and it had turned off. And I had, like, in the middle of shit cooking, had to leave and go and get the tank. Luckily, I could get the tank filled up down the street from my house. But, man, that would be so nice just to have, like, a direct line, not to ever. My father-in-law has that, and I'm so jealous.
It's convenient. It's convenient.
Yeah, hell yeah, it's convenient. You don't have to, I mean, like, for one thing, you don't have to haul around this, like, gas tank. I don't know about you guys. I always get a little freaked out riding with that thing in my car. It's like, hope I don't get into an accident.
I use charcoal, so yeah. Passenger seat.
I ride with it in my lap. I used to have a couple tanks, and so I'd rotate them. But I don't know where it happened to my other tank. Anyway, so
you guys like the propane, huh?
I like the propane. Yeah.
That's all I can have here. So
I do like the charcoal, but
it's too much work.
I think they both have their merits and they're both good for certain things. But yeah, if you just want to go fast and get something done, propane. Like, it's faster. But I'm not one of those like, oh, one tastes better than the other. They're both good. I mean,
it's only a matter of time before I get a smoker. Who was it in Discord? Ian, I think, posted it that he had. Pretty sure he posted a picture of a smoker.
Yeah, the smoker's nice.
I'm going to get one of those to complement the barbecue.
What's that, Nibs?
I said I use charcoal in the smoker and propane on the grill.
Yeah, there you go.
Works out fantastically.
That's kind of the setup that I'm looking for, except natural gas, not propane.
Well, there's a lot of natural gas to go around. Am I right, fellas? And last but not least, our very, very special guest for tonight, Admiral Nibs. What's happening, man?
Not much. My old man came over and worked on the house today on Father's Day, so I don't know how that works out. So I also had the grill out the day and cooked for him as a thank you for helping me out with my house.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was a beautiful day up here, so nice and not too hot, and we were just outside basically all day.
Where in the world are you?
Madison, Wisconsin.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Yeah, nice. Just outside of there. We came here for college 15 years ago and never left.
Cool.
Nice.
Well,
nice.
I think it's worth telling people why you're our special guest tonight. We did a charity stream, and you were kind enough to be our highest donator. And so for that, we had offered up being a guest spot on the show, and you did that, and actually it benefited really awesome cause, and I believe that was the Sundowners who benefited Stack Up and I'm forgetting what they
Vets Canada. Vets and Canada. Help for Heroes.
Yeah.
Which is the UK.
And so that was really awesome of you to do that. And here you are.
Yeah, I was always gonna donate and didn't even know that you guys had a reward on it until after it was over. And I'm like, well, I guess I won.
Can I take my money back?
Here I am.
Well, I don't know if you've won just yet. That'll be determined. You'll have to determine that on your own later on. I don't know. We might pay you money by the end of this.
It was absolute honor to donate to those guys because that's a really great cause. So I had no problems with it, and I get an extra night of getting some laughs out of it. So it seemed like a pretty good deal all told.
Oh, cool. Well, thanks so much again. We appreciate it. All right, let's get into it. Actually, before we get into it, let me put my maid uniform on for Baroque and let's do some housekeeping.
Oh, yeah.
Housekeeping.
Ooh, la, la. Can you bend over, housekeeping, please?
Housekeeping, you want me for pillow? Housekeeping me when you jerk me off? What kind of hotel is this? Anyway, so yeah. Please go to dadtales.com. Hey, you.
Hey, dadtales.com.
Hey, you on the bus. No. Stu still doesn't want you to join our Discord. Stop asking to join our Discord. Stu said, not you on the bus. Everybody else, you're allowed to come on. Please go to dadtalespodcast.com. There you can find the link to our Discord. Just click on it. It's not that hard, right? Am I right, guys? Just click on it. Join up.
Pretty
come
easy.
See what all the fuss is about. Rated 10 out of 10 by us. It's the number one Discord we have. I'll put it that way.
Oh, yeah.
So you may have even seen the rare unicorn sighting of me actually, you know, posting in it.
No, but in all seriousness, if you want to join up, if you are out there playing solo and you want to join up and hang out with some really cool people, you can go to our website and do that. There is also a link to our Patreon account. There is also a link to our clan account, and you could feel free to join up. There's actually no kind of admission process. So yeah, you could go and do that there. And after you're done doing that, what could be better than using a Mod Junkies controller? Hey, what's that you got over there, man? It's a Mod Junkie. All right, that, no, but,
totally.
No.
Seriously, if you go to Mod Junkies, we'll use DTP, that. Get that 10% off. I mean, who doesn't want to save money?
You know what's funny? People thought we were kidding last week. People thought we were joking.
Yeah, our cheesy, they thought we were completely joking with that intro. And it's like, no, we were making fun of the 90s commercials.
Yeah.
We're serious, though. Somebody did sponsor us.
Somebody tweeted at me, they were like, oh, yeah, right. And then, they like, 20 minutes later, they tweeted, like, sorry, I'm an asshole.
I feel like an asshole. Yep. Your
code does work.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But, yes, use our coupon code DTP, and you'll get 10% off your order. And Mod Junkies is really cool. They make some really, really neat controllers. They had one the other day that it looked like one of those how they used to paint the P-52 Mustangs back in like World War II with like the teeth on it. You know what I mean?
The shark teeth and everything.
Yeah. What's the rocket launcher?
Dragon's Breath.
Dragon's Breath. It looked like Dragon's Breath. It was awesome. You know, had those quick fire buttons on the back. So yeah, ModJunkies.com. And I think that's it for housekeeping. Hold on, let me take off my maid uniform. All right, here we go.
Oh yeah, take it off.
And join our bungee clan.
So sexy. Too sexy.
No, too much. But I must.
I also think it's worth saying. Last week, I apologize for I wasn't laughing at. Anybody strokes per se, strokes as a whole.
And he's not doing it now either. We promise.
I felt so bad. I was like, oh my God, this is all. But it was just, I don't know. It was just one of those things in the moment. And fucking Meef, man. He gets to me every time. God, oh, I was dying. I was laughing about that all week. Anyway, Destiny Talk. Not much really going on this week as far as, like, actually in-game. But there was some stuff went down at E3. Everybody got to see that the Arcstrider pole dancer. They're pretty excited about that. Personally, I really didn't watch much of it. Anybody else?
Yeah, I watched bits and pieces. You know, I watched what I could, but it was pretty lackluster this year overall.
Yeah, my thing is this week I was on call, so I didn't have time to do anything fun because, you know, on call.
Well,
but there was one thing I did see that I thought was extremely interesting, and that was they showed the character model of Gaul versus the size of a Guardian.
Oh, yeah, that was neat.
I saw that, and I was just like, damn.
Yeah, he's fucking huge. Yeah. That trailer was great. I love the trailer, but that's pretty much all we got as far as, like, any kind of... There was no, you know, big presentation or anything. They went through and said that, you know, they're getting a... You know, basically, PlayStation 4 is getting a strike. They're getting, you know, a map. They're getting that... The exotic is really cool. The sniper that actually changes the burns on it. That's pretty neat. And, you know, I'm sure there was other shit.
The other big news out of Destiny was... Screw you guys, it's not coming out the 8th.
Yeah.
It's coming out the 6th.
It's coming out the 6th. So,
but you know, that I know there's people who have already taken vacation, and it was just kind of like, ha-ha.
And the beta announcement.
Yeah.
The beta announcement.
So PS4 is going to be July 18th. Xbox starts July 19th. And then everyone else starts on the 21st. And then the PC beta is sometime in late August. So, yeah. And I guess, like,
I was going to say the first two dates are for pre-orders, beta, and then everyone else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's open.
So that's pretty cool. I'm excited to get my hands on it again, get back in there.
Yeah, I was thinking about that. I was like, fuck, because I've been watching some videos of people, like, because they had access to the PC version and other shit, and I'm watching. I'm like, fuck, I want to play it again now, because it's like, I'll be back PC to when version? We went there.
Oh my god, anybody that says they can't tell the difference at 60 frames per second, they're lying. Like, that thing looks...
Oh, no. We stood there and watched those guys play it, and it looked fucking phenomenal. But, yeah. I mean, I'm not gonna sit here and not play the game because it's, you know,
no,
still in 30
no,
frames.
I'm not suggesting that at all. It's just, my God, look at that. It's gonna look phenomenal no matter what. Honestly, I feel like 60 frames a second to me at 1080p is more important than 30 frames a second at 4K. And I know that's just self-serving because I don't have a 4K TV and I'd probably change my mind if I did, but I don't know. It just... I like the look of 60. You know, it just
the,
looks...
The nice. Smoother running game always is a little more appealing than... Okay, you know, it looks more visually stunning, but, you know, it's not quite as smooth.
I mean, 1080p is pretty good. I need to get this prescription redone. I can only see so good anyway, so who cares?
I can only see in 720.
if I take
this
them off,
prescription
it's like,
720.
It's 480p. It's 480.
That's actually what it's like for me when I take off my glasses. Like, it's like going from high def to standard def, and it's like, oh, that kind of sucks.
I never thought of it, but that's a good way to kind of think of it. Yeah.
You know, Brooke, yeah. I like your glasses. And as I was making the emotes the other day, I was like admiring your glasses because it was like super up close. And yes, if you that's another thing I forgot to mention. If you join our Discord, we had some emotes in there this week, and they're pretty freaking funny. They're a bunch that are of us doing various faces.
That face I made.
Broke doing his rage face. Keb doing his really face. Dapper Stew, badass Stew. A couple pics of Rocker that are very disturbing. me in a captain's hat. And what else? And there's some other Alf. Surprises. Yeah, Alf. There's some other surprises in there, but yeah. Yeah, the
I
frame.
Say,
the
I'm
frame
very
debate,
excited but. About this alpha or beta testing.
Yeah.
Because for Destiny 1, I was out of town for both the alpha and the beta. Like, I could not. I didn't get to play the game until it came out, and so I didn't even know what it was once, like, when it started. So, you know, it's kind of, for me. This is kind of cool because I'm actually gonna, you know, get to play the game before the game.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I'm excited to start the game and actually know what I'm doing because I started and I had no clue what anything did. Like, I knew there was like all these elements out in the world, but I was like, I don't know what these do. What do you do? I'll collect them, sure. What do I use those for? So,
yeah, I so remember Destiny cool 1 like
metal.
Light level,
yeah,
like
metal.
From
what's
level 0 to 20. You had no idea what to do. You were just like, I know I shoot stuff, and I go up in light level, or I go up in level, and I'm following this story, you know? But and it wasn't until, like, later, all of a sudden you start getting, like, the, oh, this is for this, and this helps me, you know, like, you actually knew what you were doing.
The other day, I booted it up, and I decided I'm going to play a story mission, whatever the heck it was in the director. And I'm so happy I did, because it was the... I don't have time to explain why I don't have time to explain.
Oh, yeah, I think
I
joined you
now.
Right after that.
After 3,000 hours, and I'm watching it now, and I'm like, this still makes absolutely no goddamn sense. None at all. And I loved every second of it. The first time watching it, I was like, oh, what does it all mean?
Oh, now you were waiting for the big aha moment.
She's in such a hurry.
Listen, man, I still want to know what the hell's going on with that Black Garden. Okay, that's what I want to know. It's gone. It's gone forever.
Did you hear
I had to rip its heart out to stop the Vex because the Vex are so bad that they hate the Hive, and the Fallen are there too.
They're all there.
So there you go.
They're all there.
Did you hear the news that that the Stranger is no more?
Is that confirmed or is that just everybody
that's
complaining?
Storyline. They're just dropping it.
No, that's what somebody at Bungie said. that it was wrapped up. There's no need to expand it or
they don't have time to explain why they don't have time to explain why the stranger is
gone. You know what they should do? You know what they should do? They should start off Destiny 2 where she's like, all right, this is what's up.
And then somebody
as soon as she starts talking, the Cabal just start attacking, and that's it. You're like, oh, okay, well, see you later. She's gone. You don't see her die. You don't see her anything. It's just...
One of those giant Cabals lands on top of her, and then they all get out. It's like, oh, shit.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, they can say that, but with the... You know, they say this is a 10-year game. They could just be shelving her for, like, later on.
You never know.
You know, and everyone's like, oh, like the best comment I saw was,
Stranger
like,
guys,
don't say, you know, you guys are complaining about this and it's done, but you have no idea what, they may be just saying that so it doesn't reveal something huge to the story. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so much we don't know of what's happening in Destiny 2. Let it play out.
This is true. There is so much we don't know. Nips, what do you think?
The story was so non-existent in one that anything close to a cognizant story in two will be exciting for me. But honestly, I'll end up grinding through the single player and then, you know, raiding and PvP is it for me. So the story, that's the gunplay is what sold me on this game to begin with. Yeah. So, you know, the story is... If it's there, great. It's a nice perk. But as long as the guns are still great, I'm going to be pretty happy.
Yeah, I'm excited for a chance at, like, hitting the reset button on Crucible. Because it's hard to kind of reset all those years of just being, like, complete and utter shit instead of, like, you know... I don't know. I think I'm average. I think I could probably hopefully hold down maybe like a one in Destiny 2. I'd like to try.
Those first 2 years of dropping like that 0.2 KD per game, really hard to make up, you know, 2 years later.
Yeah, because when I first started, I played like a ton of Crucible, but I wasn't, you know, I mean, I'm not good at it now, but man, back then, poof.
From in the beta. Of the first Destiny, like I couldn't kill anything. Like I'm like, why can I can't kill anybody? I'm just dying. I was like 0-10, 0-12.
I'm just gonna turn my HUD off because apparently I do super good with no HUD. yeah, we'll get into that. But yeah, it's right around the corner. So I mean, what's today? The 18th?
We're like 80-something days, I think, is the last I saw.
Yeah.
We're
like a month from the beta, then.
Yeah, we're a month from the beta. That's going to be pretty cool.
It's crazy.
It's all right. Baruch and I will play it the night before. We'll let you guys know how it is.
Yeah.
Oh, it's okay. I already played it, so I'm good. Because apparently...
all hey, Rocker, remember when we played it?
What we already played.
We played it a month ago.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say, that's all they're going to include, supposedly, is whatever we played already. The Strike... some PvP and the story mission.
I think they're going to add the Sentinel Titan, though.
Okay.
Oh, I hope so.
I think it'll be Dawnblade, Arcstrider, and the Sentinel Titan.
When's Gamescom? Because that might fit in with my theory about for Gamescom, they're going to have...
I thought Gamescom was in August. But...
Yeah, I think so, too.
Not sure.
Hold on, Gamescom 2017. Talk amongst yourselves. Yeah, it's Tuesday, August 22nd, so who knows? I mean, maybe they will put the Sentinel in there. I thought that maybe they would save that for... because we didn't get the Sentinel in the thing that we played. So...
yeah, I guess we'll find out.
Yeah, for sure. It's going to be fun, though. It'll be fun to finally get to play with everybody. And then, you know, Rocker and I guess we could always still say, hey, we played it first, but... and everybody else will have played it. And you had an interesting story, Rocker, after watching a video today that was pretty funny.
Oh, yeah, because I was like, I was like looking through YouTube and it suggests like videos and stuff. And I obviously watch a bunch of Destiny stuff. And somebody had the Big Show like mini panel they did where he interviews Pete Parsons from Bungie. So the video is coming up and then they both come out and I'm like, damn, that guy looks familiar. And then they announce him as like, and this is Pete Parsons, CEO of Bungie. And I'm like,
holy shit, that's the guy who was talking to us in line for like 5-6 minutes about the game, what we thought and all this shit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That was crazy.
Like, oh, okay.
You dummies.
I know.
Goddamn. You guys should have like brushed up before you got like, you're a Bungie employee.
The CEO of Bungie was standing there talking to us like,
yeah.
And you know, we're like, who's this fucking guy?
You guys are like, you know, there's some real shit parts of Destiny 1. I hope you guys fix.
We both knew he worked for Bungie because he was asking for feedback and stuff, and but none of us knew who the fuck he was.
No, we didn't know he was today. The fucking like, oh, CEO.
Shit, yeah, fix your hand cannons, God.
Now you got an in. Get him on the show.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure. Remember? He's waiting for us.
Yeah.
Remember that one time we talked in line? You want to come on the show?
Hey, remember those two numbnuts that were standing there? Anyway.
But it's an auditorium full of numbnuts.
Hey, remember when Josh Hamrick was standing right behind you and didn't say anything?
Yeah. No, I definitely remember that. I kicked myself. What an idiot. The only other thing that really happened this week, like Destiny-wise, but I think maybe a couple of you guys played Trials. And then we did like some private matches last night. That was pretty fun. So we ran that with Island Girl 972, Vagabond, Grimms, played that with you, Nips, Jace, Retro, and Farron Schnace. I don't know who knew that guy. I don't know. I didn't know that
Vagabond
guy. Okay, yeah, that was Vagabond's buddy. And that was a lot of fun. We did kind of went through the DTP playlist of double snipers, hilts only, no HUD. But the no HUD was, man, that was really, really fun.
Did you do double inverted again?
No, no double inverted. Were you working last night, Baroque, or were you playing on PS4?
I was asleep.
Oh.
Because I went out for Father's Day yesterday. It was kind of like our Father's Day / anniversary because the week before I was doing work stuff, so we couldn't go out. So we went to a Brazilian barbecue, which if you don't know, or Brazilian steakhouse, which if you don't know, basically you get a little thing that's red on one side and green on the other. While it's green, they come around with skewers of meat and go, would you like a piece of this meat? And you go, yes. And that just happens till you're done. And it was Father's Day, so they had ribeye and shrimp and
so they were
all
shaving
the good stuff.
Off ribeye?
Yes, shaving off pieces of ribeye for you could have. And oh, you would like some garlic butter shrimp? Yes. Why can I have four of those right now? Yeah. There you go. And it's cool. Basically, awesome. I ate about 3 pounds of meat yesterday and came home and went to sleep because I need to digest.
Well, there you go. Well,
yeah, I left and planned to come back on. I told Steve I was going to come back, and I just didn't. Yeah. I ended up going to bed.
Yeah, I know. I kept saying to everybody,
thanks, bud.
I kept saying to everybody, like, I think Boost is coming back, and then it's like, I don't think Boost is coming back.
And then I'm falling asleep.
But Nips was in there with us. I hope you had a good time.
Private matches. Oh yeah, it was great.
Yeah,
we play a ton of private matches, and it's nice to have it be not a super sweaty endeavor, because we normally when I'm playing it, we have a league that's going on, so mm-hmm. everyone actually cares about winning or losing. To just go in and mess around and have fun was a nice palate cleanser for Destiny PvP, yeah, not having to work so hard.
No, I want to win.
Yeah, I want to win too.
More fun winning.
I want to shoot Stu so
I
bad.
Mean, so oh yeah, but I mean, obviously, games like the Hilts No HUD. That's just stupidity, you know. Nobody really. We're like, oh, it's a close game because it was just a clusterfuck from start to finish. But six guys in there,
you know,
trying to hit their own goddamn team half the time.
All the games were pretty close that we played. To be honest with you, I thought they were all pretty close. Like, and we played like all kinds of different ones, and it was fun. Dude, I love running private matches.
I will have to ask though, because like there was no racer there. Did somebody start cheating and using, grenades and supers?
No. By accident, I threw a nade, but nobody was around. And Rocker's like, who fucked through a nade?
Like, who threw a nade? Somebody punched me on that double sniper. Somebody punched me.
Yeah, it was one of the guys was running around.
Well, one guy was running a scout rifle on double snipers. But overall, everybody kept it. I think Mayhem Clash was the first thing we played, and I was just going around supermanning people.
I think all you can really do at this point is try and have fun with the game. You know, play stupid game modes or play something else, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. We didn't raid. I didn't raid this week or do any of that. I didn't even know what raid it was. Is it Wrath this week?
Wrath. Oh, I finally got my two exotics that I was missing. I ended up doing raid helps with Bonge on Saturday.
Bonge.
And you ran four sets and fuck. Yeah.
It's okay. I did play on the PlayStation side. We did Crota, and Crota screwed us over. It was like year one Crota. We were at the bridge twice. We got it. Last person's going to run across, and it's the fifth person because the sixth person died. They'd get halfway across the bridge, and there'd be an invisible wall. Twice.
Really?
Oh, and wow. It's like, there's a wall here. No, there's no wall. Keep going. No, I cannot. Like, you see them, they're stuck there. And so we were just like, all right, we're going to have to do this another day because hours of trying to get this done, and then an invisible wall stops us each time.
Did you guys reset in orbit?
No, they were all tired because they had apparently been at it for 3 hours.
Oh, jeez.
Well, what'd you guys play the other night? You played some Rocket League. That sounded like it was pretty fun.
Yeah.
Didn't we run a Wrath with Vagabond?
Well, we tried to run a Wrath with Vagabond.
Did we do that on Tuesday? Yes, we did.
Yeah, you guys
got right. We got to Vosik, and Vosik owned 2 hours us.
There? Oh, yeah, we were there for a while. That's right.
And Meef, you know, got Meefy out of Vosik.
But the best was Vagabond sending the tweet afterwards to all of us. He's like, hey, thanks for letting me shoot TVs with you guys for 2 hours.
2 hours.
I was like, dude, we're sorry. It's like this raid, like, we're usually, felt like, you know, like things weren't working out with the lady. Like, this doesn't usually happen to me. I'm usually a lot better at this.
I usually last much longer.
Yeah, but Wrath of the Machine is very like that. It just seems like one person's off their game, that whole raid just goes to hell.
Yeah. I wish we would have got further than Vosik, though, but I don't know. I guess we weren't into it. I felt bad that we couldn't do much more. But my mind was in Ori Land, because I bought the Ori and the Blind Forest Definitive Edition the other day for $10. I don't know if it's still $10, but if it is, and you have been, it's not. Well then,
not that I know of. Either that, or they just hate me and want me to pay $20.
Well, if it is, go check on the store. If you've wanted to buy it, I still think $20 would be good. I mean, I had the $10. I thought was a bargain. This game is so much fun. It's like it's. I mean, it's a platformer. It's really cool. It's got a really cool aesthetic to it. It's got a really nice, heartfelt story. Like, it's kind of like Up in the beginning. Like, the first 5 minutes of Up are, like, super, super depressing. Like, it's, like, happy, and then it gets, like, not happy. And then it's just, it's a really fun platformer. And all I've been thinking about is playing it. When I'm not playing, and it's like, oh, man, I need to go back and try this. Because it is hard. You know, it's very punishing. And it's one of those things where you have saves, but you may not want to use it at this point. You know what I mean? You want to try and maybe I can get a little bit further, and then you keep going and forget to have saved it, and then you die, and then you're like, fuck, I got to go back a half an hour ago that I, you know, did all this shit.
Or you forget where you saved, and then you die, and you go, oh, shit, I didn't save, and fuck, I'm way the fuck back here now.
Oh, yeah. It's really, really huge. It's a big game, but it's just... Yeah.
Well, have you seen the one achievement? It's do the whole game without dying.
What?
Yeah, that's one of the achievements.
Oh, isn't that like the whole game without dying?
Dude, there's like Limbo
too.
No, Limbo is you can only die, I believe, 3 times at most.
It doesn't matter. That game is impossible to do that way.
Oh yeah, I don't know how many times I've died at Limbo. I probably died more at Limbo in an hour than I did all of year one in Destiny. It's just like, oh, die, oh, die. Die.
Oh, I missed that jump again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how Ori is, but it's super fun though.
Yeah, no, at $20 I'd say it's a for sure get it, but I already bought the original for $15 and then it's never even when they had like the upgrade for $5, it never let me update for some reason.
So, oh, you sound like me. You know, like there was the game Bastion, you had it on the 360. They brought it to the Xbox One and they had for a limited time. If you bought it on the 360, you could get the Xbox One edition of it for free. I missed that by a day. Hmm. And I'm just like, damn it. I'm not paying $15 for the game I already bought.
Yeah.
there was such a big buzz around this game too, and I really want. How much was it at launch? Was it like $60 at launch? That was 15.
Which one, Ori?
Yeah,
Ori is $15. Yeah,
at launch it was
$14.99. Yeah.
Nah, I feel like it was more than that. I would have bought it.
Nope.
And why is it charging you 20 then? If you are,
because it's got 20% more game in it.
Oh, 20%.
Oh, why is it charging me? I don't know.
Because
the game's because it hates you.
Yeah. Trust me, I've like kept up to any time it's been on sale, especially when the definitive edition first came out, and I was within the range, but it kept saying $20. So I don't know.
Okay. There's one thing I'm like ready to play though, and that's a Rare Replay, because I got that free for watching the E3 reveal of the Xbox through Mixer.
Nice.
They gave you Rare Replay for free for watching that?
Yes. And okay, here's the real thing. I don't know if you can still do it. I think today was the last day. Sorry, you know, if you're listening to this now. Basically, if you linked your Xbox account to Mixer, basically they gave you this mix pot of stuff, which was the Warthog in Forza Horizon 3, Rare Replay, mm-hmm. and then like some DLC stuff for Halo 2 and something else, but Halo Wars 2, and there was one other thing, but basically you got it free if you just watched it within a week.
Basically stuff that cost them nothing to give to you.
The best one out of it was the Rare Replay. You know, it's like, damn, you know?
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. There's a lot of stuff in, like, Perfect Dark, Banjo-Kazooie. Mm-hmm.
Battletoads.
Battletoads. Go back and play that. Oh, yeah, there's a ton of stuff.
The only crappy part is you have to install everything.
Mm-hmm. I still have a lot of my Xbox. But yeah, I guess the rest of E3 happened this week. And was there anything that really struck your fancy, guys, besides an Anthem?
Anthem looks...
We talked about Anthem last week, though, I think. So.
Yeah, that one I'm just curious on. I'm not like, oh, I got to rush out and get it, just because I want to see more than what they, you know, showed.
Oh, well, that game's way off anyway, so...
Yeah, it's eventually kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I was disappointed with Sony because it was literally like a half hour of VR stuff, which I'm not going to get. And other than that, it was stuff coming out in 2018.
Yeah, I think we were all waiting for a big Destiny portion, and there really wasn't anything besides
the trailer.
Besides the 3-minute
trailer. Yeah.
And that was like at the very end of the show.
Mm hmm.
So, yeah.
Was there anything for The Last of Us or no?
No, there wasn't. And you know what? I was mistaken. They didn't show Last of Us stuff at E3 last year. They showed it at the PlayStation Experience last year. And so I think it's probably like a couple years away anyway right now. The only other thing that I saw that looked interesting was Shadow of the Colossus. That looked really cool.
I was going to say, is it that one or
cool,
is it updated. Life is Strange, the prequel?
I didn't see that. God of War looked pretty good. And then
I've never played a God of War, so I mean
What was the one with the bikers and the zombies that you liked? It's like No Hope or something.
Days Gone?
Yeah, Days Gone. Yeah. That looked pretty cool.
That looked okay.
Yeah.
That one may be interesting. It depends on how it plays. I mean, I think that'd be a demo kind of game.
Like, I didn't quite understand. Is it multiplayer when you build the bases and stuff, when you kind of build your camps? Because that would be cool. I guess if we could all have, like, a DTP camp that...
Well,
are you thinking Days Gone or Fortnite?
Well, I was just going to say, no, he's saying Days Gone, but I was just going to ask if you guys saw the trailer for Fortnite, because that looks really fucking cool. Like, a lot of fun. Like, Fortnite is where you fight zombies, and yeah, we could build, like, a giant DTP, like...
Fortress to defend.
That, whatever that is, that looked kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
Days Gone is the one with the running zombies, like, and they're, like... The bear comes at him at the very end of the trailer because, you know, he's rescuing his friend.
Okay, so they're both zombie games, right?
Both zombie games. And then
you can see how I could be confused.
No, yeah.
Fortnite,
they've shown one before with that guy running around trying to avoid, like that was like the show, and like just hordes coming at him, and like he's shooting logs and taking out a bunch of them, and
I mean,
he's running around for like 10 minutes, and it's like, this looks kind of interesting, but this would get old quick, because it's like, damn, 10,000 zombies, me with a gun that I'm trying to reload while running, and, you know, it's those oh crap moments where it's like, okay, you can only have an oh crap moment go for so long before you're like, I'm too tired to play this.
Yeah. Yeah, not like a whole shitload of stuff tickling my fancy this year, I gotta say.
Nah. Nope.
It was a little lackluster. All right, well, I guess that's going to do it for any kind of gaming talk for this week. Let's move into some DTP Top 3 and talk about something that we do know how to do. And that's fucking grill, baby.
Grilling like a pro.
DTP Top Things We Like to Grill. Father's Day Special.
Grilling like a villain.
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah. Top three things we like to grill. I like to grill a lot of stuff. And I definitely have a top three that I like to grill. Why don't we
start? Wait a second.
Yeah, what?
We're talking about barbecue here?
Yeah, man.
Oh, fuck. I thought we were talking about grills, like, for our mouth and stuff. I was making my, my top three list of grills.
No.
I had like Birdman on there and
Paul Wall.
Shit. And I gotta hang on. I'm gonna need a minute, man. I gotta redo my list.
Lil Wayne. Is Lil Wayne on there? Lil John. What?
Yeah.
All right. We'll give Stu a minute. Rocker, you want to go first?
Sure. No particular order, but corn, grilled corn.
Do you want to add the charcoal? Like your favorite recipe, also like what you do to this to the particular items that make them why you like them so much.
Oh, I guess. I mean, it's no recipe for corn. I just put it on the grill.
I buy corn. And
then I mean,
step one: buy corn.
I'm speaking in general, not just about your fucking corn.
I buy the corn, I peel the husks off, and then I put them on the grill.
Okay, so you do it different than I do.
Well, some people like to put...
Oh,
like,
you put them right there?
Yeah. They put mayonnaise on it, then they put Parmesan cheese on it. And
well, like, I mean, I would do that after, otherwise it all fucking melts. You're probably catch on fire or something. But we do that.
I don't cook my corn on the grill like a savage. I boil it.
No. Oh, that's okay.
It's good on the
grill. No, I grill it. So what you do is you wait for the charcoal, like after you cook your meat or whatever you're cooking, and the charcoal's almost dead. It's like a low, warm fire, and you just grill it on there. And this new grill I have is not really a smoker, but you can like pull it down, and it's got like this little chimney. So all the smoke fills up, and you get this nice grilled, smoky corn flavor.
Chimney cricket.
So that's one. Another one is going to be... There's this Mexican like butcher shop, and I guess they're like beef riblets. They're like really thin cut pieces of meat. I guess they have to be like rib. That's what the like Korean barbecue restaurant calls them. Like
short little ribs?
No, they're beef riblets, I guess is what they call them. But yeah, they prepare them with a special rub, and I think like they throw like Sunny D on them. I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Sunny D.
But, Sunny D.
I put my Sunny D all over it.
Yo, man, read the ingredients on that shit. It's up there, like one of the. It's up there. It's like palm oil or something. You shouldn't drink that stuff.
Palm oil.
Oh, on Sunny D. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very acidic. It's yeah, but on the meat, it tastes fine. Although if you eat too much, it does give you like. Like weird tongue feeling, where like your taste buds are all like inflamed and shit. You too much acid.
Okay.
And the number one is
we just got a live Kappa face from Boost on that one.
Kappa. Yeah. And last thing's gonna be, can it be anything general? Like just beef in general?
No, I think we gotta keep it specific. Otherwise, it's gonna have to. Otherwise, it's gonna be like, oh, I like to grill vegetables, fruit, and meat.
Yeah, you're pretty fucking specific about the way you grilled your corn. You're just gonna be like, and
who
meat.
Grills? Hold on. Who grills fruit?
Fruit.
And what kind of fruit do you? I know BBQ just said.
I've thrown on a pineapple or two on the grill.
Dude, peaches. Yeah, I've grilled peaches.
Peaches. Oh yeah, grilled peaches are amazing.
Interesting.
Millions of peaches.
Number one's going to be these ribeye steaks I just grilled today because I bought this new rub. Like I said, it was local.
really good, sweet and spicy. And yeah, they came out really, really nice.
Nice.
Fantastic. All right. Nips, where don't you go, man? What do you like to grill?
All right. So, again, in no particular order, asparagus is a big thing for me. I loathe asparagus any other way than grilled. I, you know, if I see it on the plate, I'm like, yeah, I'll pass. But throw that on the grill and cook it up and can't get enough of it.
Does it grill out the smell of your pee? Like, can
no, make the, no, 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 it's yeah. still awful.
I can't.
I think it makes it worse.
I can't get over that.
Because now it smells like asparagus.
Smoky asparagus. Smoky.
Like, yeah. I'll eat asparagus, but I hate the way it makes my pee smell. Like, it makes me want to vomit. It's that bad.
It's a little rough at work like the next day. It's like everyone in the restroom knows you ate asparagus last night. I would say venison is the secondary thing. Ooh, I like to make on there.
Very good.
We make venison kebabs, basically. Soak it in root beer for about 24 hours, and then pull it out, cut up a red onion, and create a marinade that'll sit in for another 24 hours or so, and throw it onto skewers. So meat, red onion. Fire that grill up, hot as hell. Throw it on, the skewers on for about 4 minutes aside. If you're really feeling adventurous, you melt down some butter and, you know, put the butter on it while it's cooking.
Here. I'm like, yeah. I'm down with that shit.
Now we're talking.
Comes now, do you hunt your own deer?
I don't. That's my old man help. Does. My old man's got a farm, 100 nice. Plus acres. So he always has a freezer full. My sister also hunts, and so between the two of them, they usually get enough during the course of the fall to anybody who wants it can grab it.
Nice.
But yeah, it's fun. It's tricky though, because venison gets real bland real quick if you cook it too much. So, but you obviously don't want to undercook it because it's a wild animal. So there's a decent chance there could be something in there if you don't do a good job of cooking.
Doesn't it get tough too if you overcook it?
Yeah, tough and bland.
It's a nice lean meat, so you got to watch out.
Yeah. Ever since I've been watching what I eat, one of my favorite snacks that I get at the grocery store is venison jerky. It's so good. Oh my gosh, it's so good. And it's like
never had it.
Oh yeah, it's awesome.
I've had buffalo jerky. That's about it.
I'm trying to think.
That's
of
that good
brand.
Stuff too.
I've had ostrich. I think that's pretty good.
Mm. I just like saying turkey jerky.
Just like saying jerky.
Just like saying
what about perky jerky?
Awesome.
Got one more, right?
Yeah. I think, I guess the last one, sort of skewer focused here today, but I do pineapple and shrimp on the skewers.
Ooh.
So cinnamon and sugar up the pineapple. The shrimp ends up being like salt, pepper, and Cajun seasoning. Throw that on the skewer and then baste it with coconut milk while you're cooking it. And that absolutely is fantastic too. And these are all,
Gosh, that sounds amazing.
I need to come to your house.
Seriously. I need to book a flight to Wisconsin.
It works out great. And the fun part is it's like you can just dump it all into a bowl and people serve themselves out of it. So it's perfect for me being lazy and not wanting to have to like make sure everyone has the same stuff. It's communal. Just pick it out, eat as much as you want, and I'll keep the leftovers for myself, but rarely, if ever,
if there's leftovers. If you have me over, there's not going to be a eat all you want, because I'll just pick up the damn bowl and walk off. And leftovers? No.
We have to, like, watch the 7-year-old nephew when we do the venison, because if we don't, it's all gone before anyone else gets a chance at it. He's obsessed with it. He just sneaks in there with a toothpick and just goes to town.
That's awesome.
Oh, that's cool.
That's good.
Awesome. Those all sound delicious. All right. How about you, Kev?
Great. I have to follow that.
Yeah, man.
I know. I was expecting, like, you know, the gourmet description, like, cook succulent shrimp coated in coconut.
Marinate them for 24 hours in this special sauce I make.
Mine's gonna be super boring because my wife's the cook, so she prepares everything, and she just says, cook the meat.
Really?
Yeah. So I don't know what she does, but we make a mean salmon on the grill.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
It's really good. Salmon's really good on the grill if you've never tried it. She puts like this glaze on it and then something else. I don't know. It tastes good. And then I'm going to go classic here. A good old hot dog.
Mm. Oh, yeah. There's nothing like, okay, a good hot dog. There's nothing like a good wiener.
Do you get them nice and crispy on the outside with the skin? You know?
Oh, yeah.
Do you like it like almost burnt, though? Because I do.
I get it. Not where it's like black burnt, but it's almost
nice
there.
Nice char on it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I swear, that's something. It. I think that's something that comes with age. Because I used to hate that growing up, and now it's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, dude.
It's funny, like, yeah.
Give me like the most burnt hot dog on the grill. Like, that's what I like. I don't know what it is. I love
it. It's funny, too. I've been almost preferring hot dogs over a hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why. Like, somebody, it's a good hot dog. It's just you can put anything on it.
Yeah.
You know, relish.
You guys ever have hot links? Hot links are fucking delicious. Oh, my God.
I don't think so.
Do you know? You don't know what hot... It's basically a hot dog, but it's spicy.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, no. Never tried that.
Delicious. Spicy dog. Okay. Yeah, I love
it. And then some grilled veggies like eggplant, zucchini. It's really good.
Nice.
My wife mixes it like in a bowl and a whole bunch of seasoning, and then I take it out and put it on the grill. Grills nicely. Delicious.
Nice. Fantastic.
All right. This might have been a bad idea because, man, I'm getting really hungry over here.
I don't want stomach growling.
Like, luckily, I just ate my ribeye, so I'm good.
Stu, how about you, bud?
So, I don't know. I like meat.
Can you record that? Vegetables. Like, flip that out. Just, you know, Stu going, I like meat.
That'll be on the soundboard.
We know.
I don't think it's a secret. Everyone knows. But we do these chicken kebabs that I really like. Doesn't really matter if it's I like to do it where we do them with dark and white meat, where it's just kind of all mixed in the bowl together with the marinade, and mm-hmm. I just throw them on the skewer and later put them on the grill. We usually do corn as well, but I wasn't going to go that route. So the chicken kebabs are probably there. Chicken in general. If it's got skin on it, oh my God, the saltier the better. And the way we were talking about that burnt crispiness.
Oh dude, I'm telling you. There's nothing like a good
chicken's pretty good burnt.
There's nothing salt like a good chicken thigh. Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, I could eat just a bowl of it. It's disgusting and so bad for you, but oh.
And sir, what can I get for you? I'll have the bowl of salty chicken skins, please.
Yeah. They would sell
like pork KFC rinds. Chicken skins. Just that's it. Just the skin from the chicken. You know, you can keep the chicken.
Yeah, that would, give me that part. That would totally sell. I would eat that. If that was an appetizer somewhere, I would totally
absolutely
eat that.
Chicken skins.
Chicken skin chips.
Chicken cracklings, you know.
Chicken skin chips. Holy shit. I think I just figured something out here, boys.
It's naked chicken chips.
There you go.
When my kids don't eat it and it's like sitting on their plate. First of all, that hardly ever happens because they're all like vultures. Are you going to eat your skin? Are you going to eat your skin? Like, fuck yeah, I'm going to eat my skin.
Back you and your wife, ever you like look at each other?
This is America, like, isn't it? Or... What's it?
You ever look at your wife and both of you guys are kind of doing the same thing, like looking at each other, looking at the chicken skin, like who's gonna blink here?
Who's going to eat that?
You can eat that?
Yeah. Number two is going to be burgers. The burgers that we make here. I love making burgers. I love grilling burgers. I love eating burgers.
Yeah.
I could probably eat a hamburger every day if it wouldn't kill me.
You're like wimpy.
So now you're wimpy? You know?
I could eat a burger every day. I really could. but number one. How do I cook them?
Yeah.
With heat and fire. I don't know.
Medium rare, fully cooked.
With burgers, I'll typically go more towards medium on a burger.
Just a little
bit. Yeah. When I was younger, I would go medium rare. But now I always do like medium well.
No, I won't do it on a burger because typically with ground beef, you know, it's not from one chuck. It's not from one animal. It's all it's multiple animals in there. And it's just, I don't know. If you know it's all from one chuck, then you can go a little bit more red, but because I don't know, I err on the side of caution with burgers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Number one is going to be a rib steak, not a ribeye, which I love ribeyes, but a rib steak. I need that bone in there mm-hmm. because the best part, don't clip this, but the best part is just chomping on that bone.
You know? 101. I
love getting it in my hands.
Yeah, he's chopping that bone.
My face all in there.
I can't wait to finally get the soundboard up and running.
Now mix both clips together. I love meat chopping on that bone.
I love chomping on that bone.
Get out of my face.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree. Yeah,
steaks
I can't.
Are delicious.
Yeah, steaks. I could definitely do medium rare. Like if I'm making a fillet or ribeye, medium rare all the way. It's got to be
absolutely.
It's got to be red in the center. But a burger, absolutely. A burger, I got to cook all the way through. But yeah, if I was like 16, I'd be like, yeah, give me. I want it bloody in the center, but nah, not anymore.
When you were talking about the butter on the on your venison there, it was just my wife won't let me do it, but if I could, I would just throw a dollop of butter on top of a steak every time.
Yeah. Butter-based steaks are fantastic.
When I used to when I worked at Ruby Tuesdays, which is where I met my wife, that was part of the deal. When you served a steak, they had, I mean, there was basically a metal container next to the grill that just had a brush in it, and it was steak butter. And it was just salty butter with, like, some kind of salty seasoning. And you would just lather that fucking steak right up with it, and it was so good. I've been trying to recreate it, but I don't know what the seasonings are. Usually I'll mix like butter with nature seasons and maybe like a little garlic or something like that. Yeah, that was good stuff. Ugh, butter on steak. There's nothing better. Put like a nice, like a piece of bread underneath of the steak, but like cut the crust off so the bread soaks in all the juices from the steak and then eat that. Oh, that's almost as good as chicken skins. Chips.
Never tried that.
Oh, yeah. Good shit.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
I'm so hungry at this point.
I think Broke is hungry.
All right. Broke, you go ahead, buddy.
No particular order, but one is going to be grilled pineapple. Like, you know, Rocker, what fruit do you grill it on? Do you pineapple with, like, a little bit of, like, simple syrup on it? Mm. But that get all nice and hard and crispy and just... Yeah.
Brown it up.
I've never had it. I've never had I've never made it. I've had it, but I've never made grilled pineapple.
It's fantastic.
You grill it and put it on a pizza.
Gross.
Good stuff.
I'm not going to get this.
You can just grill the pizza.
Yeah, the pizza is good.
Too. Or if you're going to do that to it, just throw the fucking thing away.
Just put a cheese. All right.
Oh my god! Oh, that place in Philly. There, I found this place in Philadelphia. I haven't gone there, but I sent you guys the picture. A place in Philadelphia where they take a big, huge fucking slice of pizza and they take a cheesesteak and wrap the pizza around the cheesesteak. Only in Philadelphia. Damn. Go ahead, Baroque. Sorry.
All right. My second one is going to be a leg of lamb. I don't know what it is, but like a leg of lamb off a grill, if you do it right, is just like the best thing ever.
I know what it is.
Okay, enlighten me.
So with meat in particular, the more flavorful the meat, the more innocent the animal. So you got that nice little lamb. It's all like, bah, bah, it looks all nice and cute. Kill that motherfucker. Throw him on the grill. It's delicious.
That way veal is delicious. So good.
I'm sorry.
That's what I'm saying. I was like, so that explains veal. It's, you know, young, innocent cow. It tastes, you know, fantastic. And then you have, like, old cow. Ribeye still tastes good, but, you know, they're different.
Yeah, pretty much.
But no, a leg of lamb, like, you do that up.
Listen, all I'm saying is, look at a raccoon. You're not eating that thing. I don't think that tastes very good. And they're not
a baby raccoon.
Why? Because it looks like a bandit? Looks like it's up to no good.
He's always sneaking around.
I think raccoons are very cute. They have little hands like little men.
Well, how about it?
So you love little men.
You want to eat raccoon? Go for it.
Maybe I do.
I'm sticking to like the rabbits and the lambs, and you know,
rabbit's a good one too. But Rocker actually brought it up, and there's something that I could never that I will always love to grill, and I do it like as a side course usually when I'm cooking because I want to eat them later. That is like hot links. You get a good hot link right off the grill.
Yep.
Oh, they're it's a spicy hot dog, you know, action. Put a little like spicy mustard on there in a bun. I'm good.
I've never had a hot link. So looking
the nice cold beer. Oh, I mean, dude. I know you don't drink, but dude, nice cold beer into hot link.
Root beer. Delicious.
I used to drink, so you know, but I was a damn alcoholic. So I had to quit. But just a cold anything, but just a hot link on a hot day is just perfect.
Yep, yep.
Awesome.
I almost had tri-tip on the menu for this one, but I just couldn't beat out hot links.
All right, so I've got on here, in no particular order either. Actually, no, there's a particular order.
just kidding.
Salmon. Steak and burgers. I think that goes without saying. I'll put that in a class all by itself. I love those things. Salmon. And the way I cook my salmon is I take soy sauce, the Kiko Man light soy sauce. I put in a tablespoon. Let's just say I take a cup, maybe cup and a half of the Kiko Man soy sauce, and then put in a tablespoon of sesame oil, and then chop up 3 cloves of garlic, and then mix that up. And then I throw that in a bag with my salmon, let that marinate in the fridge for about a half an hour, then throw those on the grill. Dude, you're in the high country. That shit
is delicious.
Oh, it's so good. That marinade is my favorite. I'll do that with chicken, too. It's so good. Shrimp. Here's how I cook my scrimps. I take a pot of butter.
Heat it. That's a good start right there.
Yeah. Heat it. 3 cloves of garlic. There's a theme here. 3 cloves of garlic. Heat that up. Don't burn the garlic. Do it like a medium heat. Mix it up for like a minute or two. Get that flavor in the garlic. Then I turn the heat down to low. Oh, and also with the garlic, you could put maybe like half a teaspoon of crushed red pepper. That garlic butter, crushed red pepper. Heat it, take it down, then throw in some fresh basil. Then you're ready to rock. I skewer up my shrimp. I put salt. I made this last night. Skewer up my shrimp, salt and pepper. Put them on the grill. Then I bring out the butter basil garlic mixture. Slather that on there. Oh, my gosh, dude. It is next level. Do that to your shrimp and then get back to me.
So I think we're going to have another section of Datsby's coming in here soon at the rate we're going. I mean, dang.
My number one thing, and I really don't do anything to this except kosher salt, and I crack my own pepper in a pepper grinder, is lamb chops. And not the thin lamb chops with the long bone. I'm talking about the ones that look like baby T-bones, and they're about like an inch thick. They're like that big.
Oh, the double chop?
Yeah. It looks like a little porterhouse, like a real thick porterhouse. Every once in a while, the Acme here will put them on half price. So I'll get, I don't know, maybe like 20 of these things for $10 and cook those up. That meat is so tender. And my kids, like, I don't know what the hell. They're like, yeah, we're not eating that. I'm like, are you kidding me? And you don't eat that with a fork. If you eat it with a fork, I'm going to take it out of your hand and I'm going to stab you in the leg with it. You need to eat that with your hands because that's how it's done. The lamb chops. So those are mine. Yeah, and all I do is salt and pepper for those. And those are definitely medium rare on those. Medium rare to medium for the lamb chops for sure. That's it. Now that we're all extremely hungry, let's move into That's What He Said.
Oh, yeah. More meat talk.
And hopefully, some real meat talk. Hopefully, Boost included himself and the guest in this one.
I did. Yep. I was more prepared this time. Ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Okay, so the phrase is, I may have thought about it, but I've never... ..
Okay. I'm ready.
So here we go. I may have thought about it, but I've never... wiped my ass with my own hand.
Wow.
Justin. I'm going to go Stew.
think I'm suggesting on this one.
We go Admiral Nips.
Okay.
Nips, your thought?
Oh, man. I have no idea. It takes a special level of knowing somebody to be able to make a guess like this.
We don't really know. We just guess, to tell you the truth. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. We'll go Stu then.
All right, there you go.
The only knowledge I carry is that if we have Meef on and there's no cursing in it, it'd be like, okay, that's Meef's. But then that's out the window because Meef never got the question.
That didn't work. I may have thought about it, but I've never played craps at the casino.
Ooh. Bet you this is rocker.
100% rocker.
Played craps at the casino?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm going to go Nips on that one.
Are you going to pick him for everyone?
No, this seems too tame, so it feels like it would be someone who's not familiar with us, like who's here every week.
Mm. So. Right. Okay. I like your thinking. Okay. I'm still going to say it's you.
Let's go for it, bro.
I may have thought about it, but I never got a tattoo or fully completed the guy.
All right, I take it back. Stu is number three.
Yeah, that's Stu.
Yeah, now I want to say that's rocker. I mean,
that's Stu. In fact, Stu's not saying anything. I'm saying that's Stu.
The shit-eating grin. So
Admiral Nips.
Yeah, that's him.
Stewie for sure.
Yeah.
I may have thought about it, but I've never actually said you're wrong out loud to my wife. Surely I've thought about it, but I'm not a stinky poo-poo dookie brain.
Bro, Justin.
I'm gonna go boost.
What? Justin. Can I just get a read back? What, you're not a what?
A stinky poo poo dookie brain.
Stinky poo poo dookie brain.
Yeah.
I boost. You said that one.
Me? Okay.
Nips, what are you guessing?
I'm gonna go with boost on that too.
Okay.
All right.
I may have thought about it, but I've never got a facial piercing.
No.
All right, I'm gonna go Baroque.
That facial.
I'm gonna go Baroque. And I'm gonna say you're number one. I'm changing my number one to boost.
Oh my god!
Here I'm right. Gonna say that's boost.
Justin.
Baroque.
I thought you were stopping at facial. I was like, oh, okay.
No, he's got one of those. At the spa, you pervert.
At the spa.
Duh.
Hey, where else?
I may have thought about it, but I've never Googled to see if Rock a Raccoon has a furry dick or if it pops out like a pouch, like a dog.
Oh, that's definitely Nips.
Oh, yeah, that's Nips.
Ugh, Nips, gosh.
I'm gonna go BBQ. That's the only one I got left.
I have no idea. It's Meefs.
It's Meefs.
It's Meefs from last week.
So, wipe my own ass. My own hand was me.
Yeah, that was
a good one.
Played craps was Nips.
Yep,
that was
good. Rocker was 100% right.
Good thinking, Rocker. Yep. That was good reasoning. I like that.
Got a tattoo was Stu.
Okay, duh.
Well,
I mean,
yeah. How many of us don't have a tattoo? That's me and what used to.
I guess, yeah.
Yeah.
You weren't supposed to read that that way, though. Those were different messages.
Yeah, I know.
It was going to be one or the other.
Yeah, no, that's both. Congrats.
All right.
I live on the edge. Say you're wrong to your wife was Justin.
Yeah, Rocker had me on that one. I think I got too wordy with the names, damn it.
Yeah, the stinky poo-poo whatever.
Stinky poopoo dookie brain.
Yep.
I got it.
Originally, Google the raccoon to see if he has a furry dick was Rocker. And then Get a Facial was Brooke.
You read it exactly how I wrote it in Twitter, too.
I know. The only one that nobody guessed was Rockers.
That means I win.
Justin got me. Rocker got
congratulations. Justin.
He got 10,000 points, which mean absolutely nothing.
Yes!
You get a respect.
Good job, guys.
You get a respect, Neil, the next time we play private matches.
Oh, yes. What a deep one.
I figured I'd start off with mine. Might have the good oomph behind it.
Yeah, it did. Why my ass is my hand? Oh, it's so funny. All right. Dadstalgia this week. So Dadstalgia, I guess in honor of Father's Day, we are going to talk about becoming dads and what that was like and I guess how it changed us. And Nips is not a dad. Sorry, buddy. Nobody's perfect.
Then why is he here?
I know. I love when people are like, I don't know if I should join the Discord. I'm not a dad. I'm like, it's not a requirement. You don't have to produce children. But
even still, what the hell are we going to do to verify? They're like, yeah, I have kids. Oh, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Let's see pictures of them. Like, that's a little creepy. You know?
We have always gone with the whole thing. Games.
See the
we are Dad's Tales podcast, but we're the dads with the tails. You're just, you know, and that's it. You know, that's as far as the requirement goes is we're the dads with tails. You know, you guys don't have to be dads to join our Discord.
And feel free.
You guys have tails? Can I see them?
Yeah, I do. Right here.
I have a vestigial one, you know, going around.
My tail's on the front.
Oh.
Yeah. It's weird.
I have a front
tail. Does it wag when it gets happy? His wife fogs in?
Like shallow hell.
Yeah.
That was funny. Becoming a dad. I have to say, I don't know what I was expecting, but I don't think it really even hit me because my daughter and my wife were at the hospital for a couple days. So while it was cool to kind of be there and it took a while for it to kind of sink in and think like, man, I'm responsible for this person now. And they're going to look to me and look up at me. And it's an ever changing experience. And, you know, somebody I remain nameless, but somebody had tweeted out on Twitter the other day, like, I feel like an awful dad or, you know, I don't know what I'm doing or whatever. And I tweeted back and I'm like, look, you know, like there's no instruction manual for this. Like I feel horrible about being a dad, about being a husband. And then I remember that I've never done this before. I've never been, you know, I think I shared with you guys this week, like this weekend, my daughter who was, you know, she's going through puberty now and her hormones are just going bananas. She can be very difficult. You know, it's just like, it's just emotions all the time. It's like, you have to walk around on eggshells because you never know when she's going to like just start tripping out and like yelling at all of us. And I, you know, it makes me upset. And then I'm like, and I get mad, like, oh, maybe I didn't handle that situation. Maybe I didn't handle that situation right. But I've never been a teenage girl before.
I don't know what else to do.
I don't know how to handle this stuff, so I can't, like, beat myself up over it. Because it's just, every day is just, like, evolving and changing. It's definitely easier with, you know, with my boys. One, like, they're not at any kind of, like, life-changing period in their lives. They're just little boys, you know. They like playing sports, and they like playing with cars and playing on iPads and stuff, but it's different like having a middle schooler that is going through like some kind of like every day is a brand new existential crisis, you know, like, oh, I'm not wearing the same Nike socks that everybody else. Like literally it's down to like that type of shit.
Oh,
and
you're not making me look forward to the future here.
No, dude. But like, I consider it, I mean, it's an honor to me that I do get to kind of like pass on stuff and teach these kids things and even like messing up, because my messing up is something that she's going to learn from and do differently, hopefully someday. And I'm not talking about like, you know, huge mess ups. I'm just, you know, sometimes I just don't always say the right thing or react the way I should. You know, maybe I look back and say, I did not handle that well. I shouldn't have gotten mad. Or, you know, maybe I should have just been a little bit more calm, which is definitely something I'm working on, but it's very difficult when someone is yelling at you and they're really causing a fucking problem. But
yeah, I mean, along those lines, kind of like you, it took me a bit, probably longer than most people to, because I don't know, you hear the stories where, you know, they held the baby and it was like this, I don't know,
an epiphany.
It was a life-changing moment. Yeah, and it was like this overwhelming feeling of emotions and stuff. And for me, it definitely took me a little bit to, I guess, for it to kick in and really, I guess, appreciate what had happened and the fact that I'm responsible for a person. And also cool that I get to pass on whatever knowledge I think is going to help her out. And yeah, I don't know, every day is ever-growing experience, something. Yeah, I mean, you learn kind of on the fly. Like you said, there's no manual for it, you just kind of live and learn. I have my moments where I'm like, I've totally fucked up, I shouldn't have yelled at her, and I, you know, and I go and I apologize, like, you know, it wasn't your fault, it's my bad, I had a bad day at work or whatever, I shouldn't have done that. Yeah, but when it first happened, I really didn't have expectations. I guess I was more scared of being responsible for somebody. And then when it happened, it didn't kick in for a bit, and then it did, and yeah, it's changed. Well, it's interesting.
Yeah, for sure.
It also,
yeah, I don't have that moment either. The whole, oh, my life changed, you know, that moment I held my daughter. My brother-in-law, on the other hand, you know, he actually had that moment, like, when she, like, went in the hospital, he held her, and she grabbed his finger, like, he had that moment of, like, oh, damn, this is a little pervert, like, you know, like, he started crying, and I'm like, damn, I didn't even cry, you know.
Yeah, that happened to me.
Yeah, and I mean, I felt bad, because it's like, I don't know if it's just because you see this in movies or whatever, and they have, like, this huge moment, they're crying, and it's like, I don't know, I to be honest, I felt shitty, like, is something wrong with me that I'm not having this overwhelming feeling of emotions?
Oh, you're such an asshole.
Yeah, it's like, fuck, okay.
You say it did happen to you, Boos?
Yeah, like the second, like, you know, because I was there watching. So like the second, like the full body of my daughter came out, it was like instant tears.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just like an over, like I never felt that, like, you know, that cheesy saying, like you've never felt that kind of love before,
mm-hmm.
like for a child.
Yeah.
Like it was just that, just like rushed into my body. Like my chest got all warm and like, I lost it.
That's awesome. I didn't start crying, but I did definitely feel that same thing.
Yeah.
Just this like, wow, like I don't know, it was just almost overwhelming. I almost cried. I didn't cry.
So you guys didn't have the oh crap feeling, like the oh damn, now I'm responsible? Oh,
no. don't get me wrong, absolutely, but in that particular moment, because I was in the room as well, it's just holy shit, you know, this is real. And you, some of you guys have multiple kids, I just have the one. I don't know if it's going to be like that. I don't know if we have a second kid, and I don't know if it's going to be the same kind of feeling, but there's no possible way that you can describe it.
Nah, it's better.
You're there.
That's what I mean. Happens, yeah.
And it's after what Baroque was talking about, that oh shit moment. That might have been that we were still in the hospital. It was like the next day, but this little kid, I'm holding this tiny, tiny little human, and you're like, now what? Like nobody, nobody can tell you what it is. You know what it is that we're all just a bunch of dumb kids that grew up and then had kids, but it's what everybody does. There's nothing to it. You just got to do it. Does that make sense?
That was seriously, I had that thought of the, I'm not an adult enough to like have a kid. What just happened here?
And, I still feel that way.
I'm not responsible enough for a kid.
I have three.
Who's out of this?
Yeah. But it is pretty cool, like, you know, being out at brunch today with my family and looking down at, like, my three kids, and I think, and it does, it's in those moments that I do kind of get emotional, and I just look down at them, and I imagine, at least what I hope to imagine is, like, here are three people, like, I didn't have any siblings, you know, it was just me, and to have given them each other, I think, you know, I hope that they're, you know, friends, you know, when they get older, and, you know, I hope they're close, and, you know, hopefully my daughter kind of grows out of this whole thing, or I don't think anybody's going to be her friend, especially my sons. Like, she's still mean to us after all these years. She took the iPad away from me and my fidget spinner. But I don't, you know, I'm not trying to, like, I'm not trying to, like, paint her in a certain light, because, you know, I do. She's my
I think
girl.
That's just she called had, being a teenager.
She had her recital, and, like, I think back to times, and I just don't think I was as intense. You know, I think it's different for a girl than it is for a boy, especially a boy who is raised by a single dad who pretty much let me do whatever I want. I didn't really get into a lot of trouble. I mean, I did stupid stuff, you know, I stole things that I shouldn't have, you know, I drank underage, you know, I smoked pot, like, I did stuff, I got caught for things, but I wasn't, like, a horrible kid, you know what I mean, and I think that kind of turned out well, and I didn't, I don't think I really gave him a lot of shit, you know what I mean, like, yeah, he caught me smoking, or stupid stuff like that. And I'm trying to think, like, if we ever really, it wasn't until we were older that we really had problems. It was when I was younger and I didn't know any better. But.
Well, as my dad put it, because, like, he helped raise my niece, because my brother relied heavily on him to babysit. And he actually was like, so I have a question for you. Is your daughter, like, extra emotional? I'm like, she can be, you know? And he's like, it must be a girl thing, because he only had boys, you know, it's me and my two brothers. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's been, he helped raise her. And he's just like, she gets so emotional over things. You guys were like this. Yeah. And it's like, yeah, I think that's the difference between guys. And, like, they get more emotional and stuff where guys just get pissed off and, you know, throw Hot Wheels across the room. And then you go yell at them to go be in the room and, you know, they huff off.
But
girls,
I think the cool thing about, like, our group right now is that, you know, we've known each other for a long time, and we've known each other since some of us have only had two kids or our children were very small. And as close as we are, I don't see us all of a sudden being like, you know what, this podcast thing really isn't working out. I don't really like Destiny that much anymore. Like, I'll see you guys later. I feel like, you know, genuinely, we're all invested in each other's lives at this point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I think it is a cool thing that a lot of us are going through different stages of things to kind of inform the other guys because, you know, Jace's daughter is older.
Yeah.
And he told me, I'm putting in chat, like, dude, Friday night was, like, really bad. And I felt awful. I hate being upset with my kids, for one. And then, you know, Jace has just made me feel better. And, like, look, it passes. You know, and it's just one of those things. And it did. It made me feel better. And so years down the line when she goes through that and then all of a sudden, you know, like Rocker's daughter, I mean, she's only a couple years younger than mine. So you got a couple years, you know, maybe she won't give it to you as much, you know. Poor Boos. No, poor Boos has three daughters in the house. He's not going to know what to do. Look at his hair right now. It's all nice and black. Pretty soon it's going to be gray. Like
it's going to be gone.
I only work a lot of late nights.
Okay, I actually work with a guy who's like that. He has eight kids. Holy, he goes to work early and he works late every night because he's like, this is my break from my kids.
But even like the guys in Discord, you know, like we all have each other basically to kind of to lean on and talk about these types of things. So it's pretty cool. It's nice to kind of have a system like this. So you know, hopefully we can all kind of benefit from each other's different experiences. But I just, you know, the long and short of it is that I don't think it's much better than I ever thought it was going to be being a dad. Like, I felt like it kind of gave me a little cred in the beginning. It's like, oh, he's not such a dipshit. You know what I mean? It's like in certain circles,
he's
like,
not a complete screw-up.
Oh, he has a kid. Oh, he has a, oh, he's a dad. Okay. Well, he must be like a little bit together then. but you know, it's definitely, it's like one of those things where it's the hardest job you'll ever love. And it's just so funny. Like, just having kids is the funniest thing. Like, the other day, and I told this story last night, but it broke, and you and Boost didn't hear, but my 8-year-old, his butt was bothering him, basically, right? And so I guess it was raw. Maybe he didn't wipe good enough. I don't know. You know how kids are. And so he needed a little bit of, like, ointment on there. So my wife, I go upstairs like during the day. She's like, she's laughing. I was like, what? She's like, I just had to put like a little A&D ointment on his butthole. And so just let you know, you're going to have to do that later on. And he thought it was really funny because it really tickled him. And Barney was like, maybe you could put some A&D ointment on my butt. But
ooh.
So before he went to bed, I was like, Dill, I got to put the stuff on you. So... fucking kids, he gets on the bed and he's like spreading his butt cheeks and wiggling his ass back and forth, and he's like preemptively laughing before I even got the Q-tip near him to apply the thing. He's like, don't put too much on because it gets real squishy and I don't want it squishing out of my butt.
Oh, you should have warned him, like, wait till you get older. Yeah. Doctors go in with a squishy.
But there's, like, that type of stuff that's really funny. Then there's the stuff, like, the other day I was in line with Josh, and we're in line at the grocery store, and we're checking out, and it's, like, there's all these people, like, waiting because I don't want to go on my grocery store rant again, but there's never enough people working the checkout lines. And he just looks, and he just says, like, pretty loud. He's like, Dad, I love you. And it's just, everybody's like, oh. I was like, yeah, like, that's my boy.
So yeah, that's my middle daughter. Middle daughter too. So he's just saying, "Daddy, I love you. Mommy, I love you. You're just building up those brownie points, aren't you?"
Oh yeah, for sure.
Yeah, my daughter does that all the time, but she's an only child, so she gets it back tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
I love you. No, I love you more.
Yeah, I love when my daughter does stuff like, you know, she has projects like, oh, what does I like to do with daddy? And, you know, she comes home like, I like when he does this and when he does that. And it's like, you know, I know she really does love, like, I really do feel bad I can't take her to the pool this year. Because that is, like, our one thing every summer, guaranteed, I'm taking her to the pool and she enjoys it and I can't do it this year. So it kind of sucks. But I do enjoy those moments, you know, just those small things like, I know it was stupid, but the Lego Batman movie, the second those previews started coming out, she's like, you're taking me to that. That's going to be another daddy-daughter date night.
Oh, we bought it. We bought it last night.
Oh, we bought it, too, because, you know, but, like, that was because, you know, when the first one came out, I took her out, and that was a daddy-daughter date. You know, she got all dressed up. I came home from work, picked her up, and we went out, and we had dinner. It was just me and her, and then we went and saw that, which means she gets spoiled at the movies because I'm a lot less... caring at the movies of what she has for snacks versus my wife. But that's one of those, that's her one of her favorite moments ever, and that's why Lego Batman came out, and she was like, we're doing that again, daddy, you're taking, like, she had it planned out before I had even agreed to anything, like, we're gonna do this and you're gonna pick me up, we're gonna go to dinner, and then you're gonna, it's like, okay, you know, I'm trying to get those things in now while I can, before, you know, I hate you, you don't know what's going on. And it's like, I've already told my wife, you know, when she says that, when she's going through puberty, you know, you don't know what's going on. I'm going to look her straight in the face and go, you're right, I don't. Go see your mom. And just...
I wish it was that easy.
Well, I'm sure that's not going to work. But, you know, from my point of view, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know how to deal with that. So you're right.
Yeah. All right. Well, Baroque, do you want to get to your movie question?
I do. All right, Mr. Admiral Nips. If they were ever to make a Destiny movie, and we are still hoping they do, you know, with all this momentum they're getting with Destiny 2, but if they were to ever make a Destiny movie, who would you cast as your Warlock, your Hunter, and your Titan?
Oh, that's a good one. Geez, let's see. Now I'm going to blank on all the names of the actors I'm thinking of, too. Let's go with Terry Crews for the Titan.
Oh, that's a good one.
I like Terry Crews.
Especially after seeing him in that Crackdown video. That was perfect.
God. You know, it's hard to see any Hunter other than Nathan Fillion at this point in time. It's sort of just owns that role, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I don't know if, you know, if you're doing a live action thing, how well it would work, but
I think he would still fit.
For the swagger, it works pretty well.
Yeah. He could do the Caden mocaps.
That'd work.
Then you got to find a Warlock for something. I don't Warlock. Makes it tough for me to even care about the class.
You can just skip that one if you want.
I don't know if I'm going to come up with a name off the top of my head, honestly. Yeah.
It's all right. We'll let you slide. We'll let you slide.
I should have prepped it better. I could have spent hours and hours poring over IMDb headshots.
No, that's not how we do things.
This one has really become more of like a throw it in your face real quick. Like, hey, by the way, this. And it actually works out pretty good because usually you get like more genuine answers versus like the, you know, it always comes back to, oh, it's Benedict Cumberbatch for a Warlock. Because I think if we let people stew on it, that would probably be like the answer every time.
Yeah, I mean, that's
definitely
probably now that you've said it, probably all I'll ever be able to see.
Alrighty. Well, in that case, let's do Gamer Tag of the Week, and then let's wrap this shit up. Gamer Tag of the Week. It's a gamer tag that we see when we're out and about in Destiny, in anywhere in Game Dumbville. So this week we have, man, there's a bunch to choose from. I'm going to do one, and then I'm going to do the runner-up. I think the winner this week is Dat Foxy Grandma. I can only hope that it was a Foxy Grandma that was playing. Something tells me it wasn't.
Oh, I would just laugh. You just like hear in party chat, like, oh, I'm going to get him with the Nova Bomb.
I don't know.
Oh, actually, I'm bolt in your face.
I'm definitely picturing like a Blanche DuBois character and not so much because she is Dat Foxy Grandma. And then runner-up is Mr. Belvedere. Because Mr. Belvedere. Why do I even need to say anything else?
Why not?
Mr. Belvedere was awesome.
He's always there with advice.
And I think that's going to be it. That wraps it up for this week, guys. Admiral Nips.
GG's.
Yeah, GG's, Dat Foxy Grandma, and Mr. Belvedere. Nips, thanks so much for joining us on this very special episode.
The Big 5-0. It was a pleasure being here. Appreciate the invite.
No problem, man. Where would one find you across the internet if they were still inclined?
I have maybe not the worst branding in all of social media. Okay. We're Admiral Nips everywhere except for on Xbox Live. because that gamer tag got banned for being offensive, apparently. But on Twitter and Twitch, Admiral Nips.
Well, when I think of Nips, I think of the delicious, tasty cheddar cracker.
Right.
Nips, not necessarily.
I think of nipples.
Nipples. I've got nipples, right. Greg. Can you milk me?
I picked the gamer tag because when I got my Xbox, my puppy was a puppy at that point in time.
And
he bit all the time, and so we called him Admiral Nips. And I'm like, hey, that's a nifty gamer tag. I'm not very creative. Let's just use this dog's nickname.
That's pretty funny, though.
It worked great for the 18 months I got to keep the gamer tag until I signed in one day, and they're like, if you want to play online, you have to change your tag. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Like, so. Thank you very much. Oh, you didn't crazy. Even ask me my side of the story.
Yeah. Master, did you even know it's not about nipples? It's about a puppy, pervert.
Jeez. Get your mind out of the gutter.
Out of the gutter? The stroke?
That's where you listen to the stroke. Go down to the gutter.
Stroke me, stroke me. All right. And you could find us at Dad's Tales. You could also find everything Dad's Tales at DadTalesPodcast.com. Go there. Find some shit. But I don't know if I'm going to recommend anybody buy any more t-shirts off of that site, because I'm thinking about switching the site up to something maybe a little bit better. And so it actually makes it a little bit more customizable for our design. And actually, we have a new design. It's in the oven right now. It's almost done.
It's baking.
It's baking.
Baking. It's that's like a very technical term. Like, no joke, when you work with software and stuff, like, you talk about how well something is baked before you introduce it.
Oh, dude. It's pretty baked. And it's going to be badass. It's my favorite.
It's almost burnt.
It's almost burnt.
I bake things all the time in Unity.
But I really like it. I hope everybody else does, too. I can't wait to wear it, actually. So, if you want to find me, you could do so at JC Jesse. What's up?
Stu's commenting in the chat.
I know. That goes without saying. On that note, Stu, where can people find you at?
Hello? You can find me unmuting my mic on Skype. You can find me on Twitter, at Stugazzo, @StU_GATZZO.
Don't forget to get on the
trying to be a little more active in Discord.
And you're doing a great job of it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, because I need more distractions in life.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Why not?
I had it up on my computer, and I couldn't figure out. It was, like, in the background, and I didn't realize every time somebody writes something, it makes a noise. So I was on my work computer. I was like, where the fuck is that pinging coming from? Do I have, like
what? Something's wrong.
Baroque, how about you, bud?
I am Baroque Reaper all across the interwebs, Xbox, PSN, which apparently I'm on way too much now because I miss you guys. And, you can find me just if you can spell that correctly.
Awesome. Rocker.
First, who's Mr. Belvedere? Because it rings familiar, but I'm not sure.
Show from the 80s. He was an English butler that lived with a family. He was always there to provide the best advice to all the family members. He was awesome.
And the dad, the dad on the show, it was called Mr. Belvedere. The dad on the show was Bob Uecker.
No clue who that is.
Yeah. Okay, he was
Milwaukee representing.
Yeah, just a bit outside. It was a good show.
Maybe I'll look it up. But you can find me on Twitch and Twitter, NFG Rocker Dude.
Awesome. Boost, where could people find you at, buddy?
Boost KDV, Xbox and Twitter.
Awesome. And again, apologies to Deej. Sorry we weren't able to get you on tonight again.
Yeah. Sorry, dude.
Sometime. We'll figure something out.
We'll work it out. So, apologies. Apologies, Dominus. Be excellent to each other, everybody.
Stay fresh.
#StayFresh.